Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The sobering statistics on the casualties in Afghanistan are hitting home for one community on Cape Cod. This morning, funeral services are being held in Centerville for Marine Corporal Nicholas Ciaros. The 21-year-old died last week from injuries sustained when a roadside bomb exploded in southern Afghanistan. Ciaros was a graduate of Dennis Yarmouth High School. That's where hundreds turned out for his wake yesterday. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this story.
The Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School is a big building. The line of people waiting to pay their respects went halfway around it. In the parking lot, a huge American flag was suspended between two fire department ladder trucks. The parking lot was full, so school buses brought people from two other lots nearby. Coming through the grove of trees wrapped in yellow ribbon in front of the high school, Peggy Verano, a relative by marriage, speculated on why so many people have turned out to mourn Ciaros all week long.
It's sad to say, but I think at times people actually get immune to what goes on. And when it hits home, it makes you take a step back and say, God, what would we do without these guys and the poor families that have to deal with the sacrifice of losing a child?
Ciaros is the first person from Yarmouth to have been killed in a war since Vietnam. State Representative Cleon Turner knew Ciaros' father, Steve, back when they were both police officers in adjoining towns. Turner was also struggling to understand what brought so many people to the wake.
It's maybe bringing it home to us, the realization that it is still going on. It's still our sons and daughters that are over there.
Ciaros played football with Mary Beth Birch's older son.
I think maybe this brought home for us in this community the horror of what the war is actually doing to people all over the country. I think this has become a war that has a very silent face. We're not sacrificing. So I think that maybe that this just gives us a moment in time to stop and remember.
Jojo Jamio, who played football with Ciaros for 2 years, had his own explanation for the outpouring of grief.
Not just DY, but all Cape Cod's, you know, really tight-knit community and family, so... You know, once one of us goes down, whether it's Barnstable, Yarmouth, you know, we may be rivals on the field, but everybody's a family here. So once one goes down, everybody groups together and pulls together for each other.
If anyone would like some water, this water is all for you. They're in the different.
So many people
buckets.
Turned up at the wake that the Red Cross was handing out snacks and water. Jay Costas was in charge of making sure that there was enough to go around.
The people are looking to give their support in general, you know. And I think because that this particular person was a popular student, his father is a police officer, who's well-liked and well-known, that it gave them the opportunity to kind of maybe vent that built up, I want to say thanks in some kind of way.
Ruth Banner came for Daniel McGuire from Mashpee, who was in her church and who was killed in Iraq last summer.
That's just honoring the boys, just knowing what they did for us.
Tyler Hand and Chase Jones served in the same platoon as Ciaros on a previous tour of duty in Iraq. They drove up from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. His eyes welling with tears, Jones said they had wanted to go with Ciaros to Afghanistan, but in the end, he went without them.
We grew up in the Marine Corps together, so to speak. Nick was the kind of guy you meet and you never forget. There's a line from a song.
Yeah. I mourn for those who never knew you. I mourn for the people who never knew Nick, because if you knew Nick, like he said, you would never forget him.
For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.